For the second time in 2 years, a Skagway political figure has been ordered to pay a fine for incomplete financial disclosures. Assembly hopeful Dan Henry failed to disclose substantial debt on his candidate paperwork. He will still be able to run for office in the upcoming election. Dan Henry's troubles with Alaska's campaign finance watchdog started last year when he was on the assembly. His candidate financial disclosures, also called POFDs, were used as evidence in a federal investigation. In that case, Henry pleaded guilty to not paying his federal income taxes over a number of years. He was sentenced to more than a year in prison and fined about $600,000 in restitution to the IRS. The Alaska Public Offices Commission launched its own investigation after a citizen complaint. APOC found that Henry did not report his income on multiple campaign finance disclosures. For those violations, he was fined $22,000, a decision which he is appealing. Henry served his prison sentence and returned to Skagway at the end of the summer, in time to file as an assembly candidate. As required, he filled out a new financial disclosure form. And Skagway resident Lynn Cameron noticed that it didn't provide a complete picture.
I wanted to see someone who wanted to run for office would volunteer their financial information fairly so I could make a judgment on whether they would be an appropriate candidate.
Cameron filed a complaint with APOC saying Henry did not disclose the debt he owed the IRS and APOC. And the commission said Cameron was right. Henry again violated state regulations with his incomplete disclosures. Henry says it was an innocent mistake.
It was an oversight on my part. I don't think that there's any sort of gross negligence there as not making, due to your own reporting, the Skagway newspaper, KTOO, I think everybody pretty much is fully aware. So I don't think it's anybody being kept in the dark in any way, shape, or form.
When asked why, after the 2016 APOC case, he wasn't more diligent in filling out his POFD, Henry said this.
I guess what I should have done was sent the POFD to my attorney and my accountant just to make sure. Because of the 2016 situation, no, that didn't turn me into a perfect person. It was an oversight.
Henry says he will pay the $220 fine and turn in a new complete financial disclosure form. Cameron, who filed the complaint, asked APOC for a harsher penalty. She said Henry should not be able to run for office in the upcoming election. But the commission did not address that request in its final order. Cameron says she's not disappointed and respects APOC's process, but she plans to vote for write-ins on Election Day. Henry's only challengers for assembly are write-in candidates.
If someone says they represent me, then I want to make sure that that's true. And I want to make sure they're representing the values that I believe should be held up for by any candidate.
Henry is facing one more APOC complaint from Skagway resident Roger Griffin. Griffin makes the same allegation as Cameron and an additional one. Griffin says Henry didn't report gifts in financial disclosures from previous years. Henry calls that accusation dead wrong. APOC will decide within the next few months. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.